We did it the old-fashioned way, the cut and the paste. I was trying to get hold of the Bar Ilan here, so Rob actually has it on his computer, but not that accessible. Find time when no one is there. Excuse me in advance, if you can't read certain things, I guess I'll just have to wait for the sale, the Bar Ilan sale, and then I'll be able to do it properly. Anyway, so it's basically as we're going into the next week is Shavuos Avotamos, and we're going into 3 weeks, and we have to start, everything's in the preparation, and it's good to start to prepare and start thinking about what we are missing, which is the Beis HaMikdash, one of the things that we're missing. And one of the ways that we remember it is the Shaar Ama Alama Zecha L'Chorban. So what is that? So it starts. All starts in the Gemara, source number one, Gemara Bava Basra, where it says, Tana Rav Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Shaar HaBayis HaShniya, Rabbi Purushim Yisrael, Shalom L'Chol Basra L'Shulchayin. Right, so there are people who after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, wanted the first Beis HaMikdash, the second, because the first there was a promise that there was going to be a second one, so they didn't have the surveillance. But after the second one, there was no promise, they didn't know how long it was going to be, or there was going to be a promise that there was going to be a third one. So there was this this morning. So they stopped eating meat, they stopped drinking wine, and then Rabbi Yeshua came to them, and he said, why you're not eating meat and drinking wine? Right, I'll paraphrase it. How can we eat meat? Meat was poured upon the Mizbeach. Right, in Akshav, we don't have the Mizbeach. Right, how can we drink wine? Wine, they did the Nisuch Hayayin on the Mizbeach. How can we drink wine? So then Rabbi Yeshua basically came back to them and said, well, then you shouldn't eat bread either. Why? Because we're back to the Menachos. So they said, oh, okay, fine, you're right. We'll have fruit. No problem with fruit. So they said, what about the fruit? You can't have either because of the Bikurim. They said, oh, okay, well, maybe we can have other types of fruit. We don't have the Shivas Aminim, whatever. So they said, okay, well, you can't have water either. Really, that's his Nisuch Hayayin. So then they were quiet. Shatka. So I said, listen, Amrlan Bini, Bo the Amrlan Shalom Litavo Kol Yikar. He said, let me tell you how to do it. You know what? He said it's true. You have to mourn, okay? But to mourn too much, you can't. Why? Because they're not gozer gzer on the tzibur that they cannot uphold. So he said to them, how do we do this? So it says, in the brackets here, Elakacham Uchachamim, Sad Adam at base of a seed. A person is plaster his house with plaster, a Mashiach bo davar muat, and it leaves over a little bit, the kama, leaves over a little bit without plaster. How much is it? Amar Yosef ama al ama, amar chista, keneged pesa. Right, so we leave over an ama al ama, without this seed, which is plaster, and then Rav Chista adds, and it's keneged pesa. So that is, that's the main source for this. So let's go to the source number two, in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Titnu Chacham Shehayu Bosa Ador She'ein Bonim Olam Binyan Mesuyad U'mechuyar K'Binyan HaMalachim. Right, there was in the Gemara actually before that, it talks about that as well, that there was a takana that you shouldn't build a binyan that's Mesuyad, which is fully plastered, Mechuyar, which is like, there's different translations, but it's like either moldings or things that are not, that are not critical for the actual building, but they're more for decoration, whether it be moldings or then it be pictures of different things within the plaster. Right, that's the way that the Malachim built their houses. Ella tach beta betit v'sad v'sid m'shayim malchum amalama. What you should do, just normal way to do it is to have cement and then the plaster, but you should leave over amalama k'neged pesach belosa. Right, so that's what the Mechaber says. One question that comes up, and we'll answer it later, is what does that mean? Does that mean that you can build a really nice, like, palatial house, like a beautiful, mansion, as long as you leave over that little Amalama? Or if you don't build a palatial mansion, do you have to leave over the Amalama? So that's something that actually will be addressed later on. We'll come back to that. That's it. The question I had, one of the reasons actually why I wanted to do this was, how come you don't see it so often today? You see it more in Eretz Yisrael, but in America, I mean, I didn't have one in America. I don't know if anybody here had one in America.
Everybody I know has one.
Had one in America?
Yeah.
Anybody that I knew did not have one.
Almost no one.
Yeah.
Maybe on the West Coast.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. On the East Coast.
On the East Coast, almost nobody.
Almost nobody.
Really?
So the question is why? So there are different heterim for why people don't do it today. One of them is in the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 3, where he says, Irv Bochol, right, if you, the plaster that they were talking about from in the Mechaber, in the Gemara, is like a pure white plaster that they used to use, which is is very, very white, apparently. So if you mix in sand, or you're mixing in different things, so he says, you don't need to. It's actually, I asked Avraham Mandrix, actually, I said, you know, is it true that, you know, the plaster they mix in, he gave me the ingredients of the plaster. It's true. They don't, I mean, I guess you know also that plaster is, it's mixed in with a lot of different things. It's not just, I guess the plaster was limestone, is that what it is?
The finished.
That's what gives the whiteness, the lime?
The finished is, yeah.
So no one just uses limestone, whatever. So that's sort of the heterim why. So basically, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's really there is no chiyuv at all. Then, if you're not going to, use that type of plaster. Another there is another heter also that I heard in the Shir actually, which is I don't know where this is. The Orchos Chaim, he said that because of like an anti-Semitism type of thing, where like you live amongst the goyim, so if they come into your house and they see it, and they also. You know, they don't like, it's not like classy not to leave that over, you know, so I feel that's a little bit of a, I think a little sure, because it's not from the outside, it's on the inside. And then another heter also, you'll see also in the Mechaber quotes it, and the Gemara says also, is that if you are getting the house secondhand, it's b'chezkasa. What does that chezkasa mean? It means that either the house is built before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or is built by Goyim. So that's what Chizkasa can mean. The Mishnah Berurah actually does not like, he quotes, here if you look, there's a little A there, in the Mishnah Berurah, Nefesh HaMashim Tzolchin Al HaYesh Makilin, with that little vav there, that this is why people wouldn't do it. Right? That the truth is that the houses you can make your walls very nice and white, right? I don't know, I don't know what that is. Lavan biyoter asar. Maybe there's a certain type of plaster. And we don't use that, so that's why we don't have it. Masha Enkain, Sai Chalano, right? So it's our Sai, our Sid is not like that. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, and he says, I don't understand why people don't do it.
What's the reason that he rejects it?
He doesn't give a reason why. He just says, I don't understand why. He said, people should do it. He says, it's Tamua. Right. First of all, because it does make your house look nice. The whatever plaster you use, the walls are white. You know, nice, looks nice. Anyway, so I'm going to go through three questions from these sources here, and you'll see there's a difference of opinion. And from that, I guess we can see two different ways to understand why Chazal made this takana. So the first thing is in source number 4, which is the Tur. And the Tur actually, when he quotes it, if you look here, it says, "Maniach ba'amal ama belosid zeicha b'chorban abayis." And what does he not? What does he leave out? That was in the Gemara. He just quotes that as the halacha. The Tur quotes that as the halacha. Can I get a pesach? He leaves it out. We go to the Bach on the side, 4a there, so he jumps on top of that. So he says, the base Yosef actually says on the side that he just left it out Agav Shitva Yeshua Bimeno, which basically means that, I guess that was just the flow of it, he just left it out. But he says, Li Nira, the Rabbeinu, Shvili, Rav Yosef, the Amar of Akama, Amal Ama, Palig, or Rav Chista. He says, no, he said, Rav Yosef and Rav Chista have a machokas. Right? When you read the Gemara, it sounded like Rav Chista said, Amal Ama, and then Rav Yosef came in and said, can I get a Pesach? So it sounds like what? It sounds like Rav Yosef is explaining, Rav Chista said, it should be Amal, but it should be, where should it be? Can I get a Pesach? The Bach says, no. He says they're arguing on each other, which would mean the Chol Heichad Mishayer Amal Ama Sagi Afilu Shalok and Negata Pesach. You can have an Amal Ama, it doesn't matter where it is. So that's one thing. The question is, why is there this machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Yosef? And some of this stuff actually I saw in the Sefer called the Divrei Shalom. There's another question. If you go to source number two again, that's the Mechaber, where he says, and also the Lashon of the Rambam is the same, I don't have that here, he says, the Chezkasa, right, that if you buy it, okay, Chatzah Mishiyah Mechuyar, HaRezo B'Chezkasa, if you're taking it second hand, right, so let's say you buy a house, and it's, no one ever did it, right, do you have to go ahead and start, you know, peeling off the paint, and the plaster and everything? That seems to be here. Not. If we go down to source 2b, the Ber Hetek, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Imi Adua Shanasa Biyad Yisrael B'Iser Chayev L'Kafo. He says if you know that it's from a Jew and the Jew didn't do it, so it's B'Iser, so you have to go ahead and do it. And then thanks to Rabbi Safer, I got off. He emailed me the Shalos Chivos Radvaz from the Bar Ilan, who says that even if you know that it's from a Jew, right? Ela mishum damrina kevin dezeh akona lo abad yisura azlina ba lakula meshkavgina la achaz kasa. He says even if you know it's from a Jew, it was done by Isser, you don't have to do anything. It's fine. So again, but another question is, why is there this machlokas? What is the difference? And the final question is, if you go to the Shari Tshuva here, on the bottom, source number 6, so he has a discussion whether or not, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, the bayit nikra cheder, efshe dahacha tzarech laniach l'chol cheder v'cheder. Maybe you have to leave the amal ama in every room, right? So it's a whole machlokas, and Shalos Yabetz says that you don't have to. It's a machlokas achroni whether or not you have to do this. Again, what's the machlokas? So the Sefer Divrei Shalom, so he brings down that you could possibly say like this. One way to look at why Chazal made the Takana was Alpi the Maharal. Right? The Maharal says, source number 7, basically he says that it says, if you look here, Sheim came Osa Atzmo Shalom Achar Shuhu Be'emet Chaser Kamoshes Bar, right? That we cannot make ourselves Shalom, and we can't make ourselves, we can't make our houses, we can't, you know, live our lives Shalom when we are Chaser, when the Beis HaMikdash is not here, right? And because of that, V'figach Adam Sa Beit HaDesid U'maniach Amal Ama the Keneged HaPetach. Right? And why can't you? He says, why not leave it anywhere? Dafka Keneged HaPetach. So he says, like it's a lashon of bittul, that if you leave it anywhere else, so you leave it in your machsan or something. So it's mevaka for the whole house. So it's not really there. He says, not consider a chisaron. Hare batel oto mixas itzam hashar. Right, so that would be one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is source number 8, the Levush. Basically says, "Miniach ba'alam ala b'losi keneged petach kidei sheyira tami kishiyotze v'ikanes v'yiskor v'korban v'yisonen ala." Now what? That it's a reminder, it's a remembrance, and that's why we do keneged petach, because we want to always remind ourselves. Okay, so those are two ways of looking at it. So now we can answer those three questions, right? It seems pretty obvious now. Answer number one, what's the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Chista and Rav Yosef? So Rav Chisda says, Rav Yosef says, Amal Amma. And Rav Chisda says, Kenegat HaPesach, right? So, Amal Amma, meaning, he would hold like source number one, meaning the first view, that our houses have to be, there has to be a chisaron in our house. That's the Amal Amma. And Rav Chisda would hold that, it has to be Dafka Kenegat HaPesach, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an Amal Amma. Actually, vice versa, also, that that it could be an Amal Amma, it could be anywhere, according to Rav Yosef, that it doesn't have to be a remembrance. Again, meaning, Rav Yosef says Amal Amma, why? Because he holds like the first view that it just has to be Chisaron in your house, it doesn't matter where it is, right? So he doesn't say Kenegat HaPesach. And Rav Chisda says Dafka has to be Kenegat HaPesach. Why? Because otherwise you won't see it. You won't remember it. Okay, that's answer number one. You can answer the second answer. Why Magen Avraham versus the Shas Tshuvos Rabbaz? Magen Avraham says you have to scratch it off. He would hold like source number one, that it's like there's like a din in your house that it had to be scratched off. Why? Because your house has to be chasar, right? It's like kind of like a chetzah type of thing, like that, like almost like a mezuzah. It has to be there. Otherwise, there's an issue, right? So he, Magen Avraham says, if you know that from a Jew, I mean, not from a guy, if a Jew has done the issur, then you have to go ahead and you have to scratch it off. The Shaul Shuvos Rabbaz would say no, because it's only a zecher, and because it's only a zecher, so there was no real issur done. In the house, there was no issur done. The guy just never remembered the korban, I mean, in himself. So, and because of that, so the chacham were makel, the person didn't have to go ahead then and scratch it off. It's a little bit something to mayan in a little more. It doesn't fit so well there, but that's what he says. Answer number three. That's pretty obvious. Why one room versus three rooms versus all your rooms? Like the one who says it just has to be in one room would hold like the view that we can't feel shalom. So one spot makes the house not shalom, right? But the second view that says it has to be a constant reminder, it'd have to be everywhere. So you'd be constantly reminded, maybe you're upstairs, down, whatever, right? So that would answer up all the questions. Just a final two things also that I was thinking. If you go back to the Mechaber, when he says, the first question I brought up, right? If you build like a beautiful home, right? Do you have to go ahead and leave the Amal Amma? So the Mishnah Berurah actually says yes. If you look at the underlined points here, he says that Mashma Dafilo Ayedei Shir Amal Amma Iser Bazeh. What Bazeh? It's also to build this beautiful palace. Not to say the person can't build a beautiful house, but it's also to build this type of house that was like the Melachim, with the Sid and all the stuff and decorations. The Mishnah Berurah does not like that.
Even with
the Amal Amma. Exactly, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Whereas he quotes the Torah. He quotes the Torah and here it says it's fine. So you could say, sorry, he quotes the Levush. Says that it's fine. So again, you could say that maybe also get from two different views. If it's something that there has to be like a chisaron in ourselves and our lives and our houses, so then yeah, you can leave the Amal Amma. But if your whole house is like just gorgeous and beautiful, and you know, you kind of, it could be that the Chofetz Chaim is saying you're missing the point. That actually go very well with the Chofetz Chaim's whole life, right? And he Dafka didn't live in like a little hut. Whereas opposed to others, when they say that no, it's fine. You did your job, and you know, you're a chasser in a certain way, but you have to go on with your life, and you're totally fine to live your life in that way. You're still remembering. You're still reminded of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. And finally, also just something that I looked up, because in our house we actually have the Amal Amma, but then we have like in our family we do like this thing where when they break the glass, so like our kids go run to get the glass, and then we like give it to this lady in Shalavim, and she makes like this cute little thing that says in Imish Kachech with the glass for your wedding. It's very meaningful, and it's a picture of the kotel also. So actually, we put that in the svatim, and so some people always say, sure, you can do that, you know, whatever. And the truth is that they do talk about it in the post. Actually, I saw an interesting Shaila, Rav Avner, right from Atara Kohanim. So he got a question of, can you leave an Amayma? People actually who were expelled from Yamit, right, from Yamit, from when they gave back the Sinai, and these people wanted to know, can we just hang a picture of Yamit? Like, that should suffice, right? Because that, to us, that's like, that was a korban, whatever. So he went through some of the sources that said, no, you can't do it. And it's true, it's true, Yamit is truly a tragedy, but you shouldn't compare it to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's a source of all of our distress. Destruction of Yamit is only a minor and passing eclipse in the midst of the rising sun of Zion in all its strength, and this broken piece of Yamit will also be back soon. So some people want to know, can you put a picture of the Kotel, you know, different things. So Rabbi Isaacson actually gave me, he wrote an article on it also, because I think his father-in-law wanted to give out also like these lithographs of the Korban, you know, whether or not that would suffice as well. And there's back and forth on it. The Mishnah Berurah is not like, they say the main shalat back then, I guess, was just painting it black, leaving a black square, as opposed to actually taking off the plaster. Leaving a black square alone, or actually leaving a black square with writing on a Zeichel HaKorban. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, and a lot of the Mefarshim don't like it, but I'll leave you with a tshuva of Rav Moshe, which you really see like the thinking of a Gadol, that, you know, he was such a great posek, where someone asked him this question, and you see this is in source number, I guess 11, I didn't write it down, but here at the last thing here he says, so he said, also, what's the reason why we do this? Is it because of a remembrance, or is it because we need to make our houses, you know, worse? Right? So he says, the reason is not because we're trying to take away from the yofi of our house. Right? And he actually brings a proof. He brings a proof from the Gemara in Shabbos. Sorry, not in Shabbos. Above a comma, Eliezer's ira have masani uchmi, right, that he wore black shoes, and Rashi says why? Because it was a minhag of Velen. And he says that even the shoe, the aritzuos yushchori, even the shoelaces were black. Everything was black, right? No one says there that the reason why that's considered avelus is because black clothes are like not so nice. The hevech, people, you know, you see people wearing like very shtadi black clothes, like, you know, all these like fancy black clothes, you know. So he says that's not the reason why. The reason is not why, because of that. And as a matter of fact, he says from the Gemara in Shabbos that a Talmud Chacham has to davka dress very nice, right? And because, so it can't be that he wore these black clothes for mourning, right? Because he has to, Talmud Chacham has to dress very nice. So he brings a proof from there that the reason is because that was he wore those black clothes as a reminder, simen la'avelos, and lo mitzad she'enam na'im, lachem gama ama she'tuch l'shir, ena b'shul she'gana et habayis, right? It's not because you have to make your house not look nice, but again, it's because of a zeichar. Because of this, he says it would be totally fine to have this black space and write on a zeichar l'korban. And I assume also from there that it would be fine to have, according to Rav Moshe, not according to everybody, be fine to have different pictures that would instill within you, the loss of the korban. That's Rav Moshe. And we should all be zocha that we should be able to. I think it's one story of someone who had actually. I forgot which person had it. Which Gabo had like a can of paint like right next to it, because he was always, when Mashiach come, break the glass, you know, and paint it up. So Meretz Hashem, we should be able to do that soon and see the coming of Mashiach soon.
Amen.